Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Saint's Gate by Carla Neggers, narrated by Carol Manda, and directed by Erica Jensen.
Chapter 1. Emma Sharp steeled herself against the sights and sounds of her past and kept up with the nervous woman rushing ahead of her in the dense southern Maine fog. They came to a tall iron fence, a folk art granite statue of St. Francis of Assisi, glistening with drizzle among purple coneflowers and cheerful golden daylilies by the gate. The little bird perched on St. Francis's shoulder still had a couple of missing tail feathers. Sister Joan Mary Fabriani stopped at the gate. On the other side was the tower, the private workspace where the Sisters of the Joyful Heart performed their restoration and conservation work. In violation of convent protocol, Sister Joan had escorted Emma onto the convent grounds without having her first stop at the mother house to register as a visitor. And a visitor she was, in bootcut jeans, a brown leather jacket, Fry boots, and a Smith & Wesson 442 strapped to her left calf. "The gate's locked," Sister Joan said, turning to Emma. "I have to get the key." "I'll go with you." "No, wait here, please." The older woman, who'd spent the past 30 years as a member of her order, frowned slightly at the gate, which crossed the meandering stone walk 200 yards from the main gate at the convent's entrance. "I thought I left it unlocked. It doesn't matter. I'll only be a few minutes." "You're preoccupied, sister," Emma said. "I should go with you. The shortest route to the tower is through an area..."